The first reading today, St. Peter tells us that our Lord descended into prison, where he went to speak to the souls that were there. In the Apostles' Creed, we simply say he descended into hell. That sometimes is confusing to people because they think that that means he went into the place of condemnation. He did not. Rather, he went into the place that the Hebrew people call Sheol, the place of the dead, the netherworld. And it was there that all the souls had been from the beginning of the world until the time that our Lord rose from the dead. And he went to preach to the souls there who believed in him. That is, for those who died believing in the Messiah. Those who had died in the state of mortal sin could not be saved. They had already made their choice. And remember, once the soul leaves the body, we cannot change our minds. Remember, our Lord told us that we become like angels, which we have to be very clear. He didn't say we become angels because you will never be an angel. You will always be a human person. Angels will be angelic persons. You will not become an angel. But you will be like the angels in the sense that at that point, your soul is pure spirit. And when an angel, remember, makes a choice, he makes the choice with his entire being in an irrevocable way, which is why the angels only had one opportunity to make a choice, because they knew what they were doing, they knew what the consequences would be, and they made their choice anyway, one way or the other. Once the soul leaves the body, we cannot change our minds either. It's pure spirit at that point. At that point, we will make our final choice with our entire being. And it will be in an irrevocable manner, like the angels. So everybody who died refusing to believe in God, refusing to believe in the promises of God, refusing ultimately to believe that God was going to send a Savior, a Messiah, Christ, to be able to save us from our sins, those persons could not be saved. Jesus didn't go down there to preach to them in order to convert them because they couldn't be converted. But rather, he went there to be able to show to those who died believing and hoping in the day that the Messiah would come who the fulfillment of all those promises was. Now they could make an act of faith in the one that God sent. That's what it was about. Not to save the rest, but it was those who would be saved, those who said yes to God from the beginning of the world. Now, that place no longer exists. So we aren't going to have to worry about going there. All we have to worry about is making the right decision so we go the right direction. Most of us may wind up in purgatory for a while, but the main thing is getting to heaven. The main thing is saying yes to God, to everything of God, not just, oh, yeah, okay, I believe God exists. Yeah, so does the devil. We're not doing real well if that's all we're doing. So it's to say yes to everything that God has revealed. It is to say yes, especially to our blessed Lord and everything that he has taught us. And we want to conform ourselves more and more perfectly to him. He is our only hope. He is the one who has shown us the way. He is the way. And there isn't any other way to be able to get to heaven other than through Jesus Christ. And so that's where we have to be. And we need to be very clear about that. So now, even though we might waver a little bit, or even as we heard in the gospel, in the first reading, and that was the gospel, that they worshiped him, but some doubted. Again, what a tragedy. But isn't that where some people are still at? They'll come to Mass, but they really aren't sure. They worship him, but they're not certain. We need to pray for a full conversion of those people. We need to pray also for our own selves in that way, that we will say yes to the Lord, that we want to be with him. And the only reason we would want to be with him for all eternity is if we love him. So it's not just believing in his existence, it's loving him. That's what Satan does not do. Satan believes in his existence, that's not an issue. Satan doesn't love the Lord. That's what we're called to do. If we're going to say we believe in him, now we need to take it to that next step. And we need to love him. That's what our task is. And if we can do that in this life, then when that last moment of our lives come, we're going to be able to do the exact same thing. We're going to love him, and we're going to love him to the end. Then, when our soul leaves our body and we can no longer change our mind, we will be free. We will have loved Jesus, and for all eternity then, we will continue to love him. But at that point, in an irrevocable manner, with our whole heart and soul and strength.